Ladies and gentlemen, you have waited all week.
Yeah, Boogie Page. Throwing it down for Lynx BMX is ready. I know I am. Just hack the ATB Airways. Let's kick it. All things BMX. It's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if we need some info, they got the best. Like and subscribe, kick back and relax. And it's all things BMX. It's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if we need some info, they got the best. So like and subscribe, kick back and relax. All things BMX are streaming to you. So post up on your couch, screencast to YouTube. It's gonna be fun, it will be a blast. You gotta do much, but kick back and relax. They come into you live from a studio, or they might be at the track, man, you never know. So don't go anywhere when my rhymes are done, cause the show's just starting, let's have some fun. I said it's all thanks BMX, it's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if you need some info, they got the best. So like and subscribe, kick back and relax. I said it's all thanks BMX, it's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if you need some info, they got the best. So like and subscribe, kick back and relax. All things BMX got the boogeyman's back, so I wrote them this track to send some love back. JT, Melissa, Chris, and Paul, DJ Damon, kinda get to entertain y'all. And I wonder who they'll have on the show as a guest. I bet some are good who's gonna impress. Guess I will just have to wait and see. Let's get the show going and start the party. Said it's all thanks BMX, it's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if you need some info, they got the best. Like and subscribe, get back with me. Said it's all thanks BMX, it's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if you need some info, they got the best. Like, subscribe, get back and relax.
Welcome into episode 192, Midwest Vet with Dustin Jacobs, the man himself, the myth, the legend, the ripped extraordinaire, coming to you tonight right here on All Things BMX. We're going to sit down and talk about his chasing that plate when he was amateur and then converting over into pro and all the other stuff and all things BMX.
Yeah, all things.
We're coming here from the Ethan Clark Studios in the busy metropolis of Heartland, Michigan. Watch it. Y'all don't get here before 10 o'clock. This home bitch closes. Chris and I are sitting at the Die Job Apparel news desk where we have absolutely no news for you.
Nope.
But hey, if you
no
guys
news
are,
is good news, right?
You guys are looking to elevate your brand, make sure you get over to Die Job Apparel and check them out. They got everything. Everything.
Yeah, you need a t-shirt. You need a jersey for your team.
Jesus. Speaking of t-shirts, how many... God damn, Chris! How many bro deals did you get on your new bike build?
I'm working on it. Hey, check these guys
Somebody
out.
Better get a hold of Bill Ryan. He's not wearing Supercross tonight.
Hey, I tried. But wrench, yeah.
You want to start wrench that one over again?
Men Wheel Builders. Go check them out. They're kind of new to me. I didn't know about them until a few weeks ago. You just build a set of wheels for me, and so far, so good. I mean, they're awesome. You know, he can get just about any brand hub or rim you need. Just give him a call. Look him up on Facebook. Wrenchman Wheel Builders. Check him out. There. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, you dropped the envelope that he gave you, by the way, with all the money in it for the plug. Melissa's back at her Gate 9 perch this evening. Melissa, how's it going back there?
Oh, good. It's turning out to be a spicy evening.
Yeah. It was a little feisty before the show started, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, hey, that's what happens when you take a week off.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah. And no work tomorrow for Melissa and I.
Oh, you that guys are off true. Tomorrow, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet.
Tattoo day for me.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aaron Ruby at North Main Tattoo Studios.
And
I'll
there's Melissa's
there.
Envelope that just fell on the floor. There you go.
All right.
Danger Snack brings our guest this week. If you guys haven't done it, make sure you guys check out Danger Snack. It's the snack between dragon ass and hauling ass.
Right here.
You know, maybe if racing isn't your thing and you're just looking to plug a bunch of sponsors, Chris can get you some Danger Snacks and teach you the proper way to plug your sponsors on the ATB show.
Blood Orange, this is the new flavor we've been talking about. So get over there and order yourself up some. And there's a discount.
Shit show at checkout. And tonight's chat is brought to you by our good friends, BMX Rocks Photography. They've got tons of pictures of Dustin flying around down at Steel Wheels Indoor and at his home track. Make sure you guys get over, check them out. And our BMX Rocks Photography chat question for the evening. What's your go-to song to pump you up before you ride? What is it? What do you got?
Oh, me?
Yeah. We're going to ask the guest in a minute, but you.
I don't know. I really...
Teenage Wasteland by The Who, right? Too old?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm thinking Limp Bizkit did it all for the Nookie for you, Chris?
I don't know any of their stuff.
Melissa, when you get ready to go bike riding, no pump up song?
No.
No, I don't really. I don't do that. I don't listen to music before I ride.
Of course
I
you guess don't.
If
you
I had to pick one, I don't know.
You do yoga or something?
No.
What do you do to get in the zone? What does Chris Beard do to get in the zone before he races?
You know, I just kind of sit there and just, you know, what do you call it? Meditate or mentally think about what I'm about to go do. You know, and, well, then you're in
his
staging.
His mindfulness kicks in.
Yeah, you know, and you're in staging and that, you know, you're talking with the guys you're racing with and just kind of goofing around and having a good time and then just go. It's time to go. Let's go.
I figured a guy like you would be thinking about your OnlyFans page.
No, I let you handle that because I have no idea.
Tonight's lightning round is brought to you by the one, the only 110% nutrition. Make sure you guys get over there and buy a whole lot of nutrition.
Yes.
Lots. And use our discount code.
All things BMX.
There you go. You get 10% off at checkout.
Yeah.
And plus, let you guys
we get
know,
a little credit for that. We get a little
check mark. We don't get envelopes.
Yeah.
I get love text messages from AJ. I kind of like that.
There you go.
Our show doesn't happen without the following companies supporting us and helping us out. Make sure you guys go and shop them for your needs. Make sure you get over to Ghetto Wear, the Hack Shack, and if you're looking for a side hack, that's who you need to get is over at the Hack Shack. DB Sports World, BMX Race Supplies, and our friend at Mega Design. Make sure you guys get over if you guys need tent banners, anything like that. Check them out.
Yep.
Without
Mega Design Group.
Further ado, what do you got? What's going on? Let's welcome our guest.
Yeah. Dustin, welcome to the show.
Hey,
bud.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you tonight?
Good.
All right. So, hey, speaking of, what's your go-to song before you hit the gate?
I think I'm like you. I really don't listen to music before.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was younger, I used to, but I'm like you. I think about what I need to do and what I plan to do, you know. But
right.
It's usually a plan A and plan B, but it's usually end up being plan B.
Yeah.
But
or C.
You know. Yeah, right, or C. But I don't really get into the music before racing. I know a lot of guys they have headphones and they're on the headphones listening. I even got some headphones and I tried to do that, but it's not me.
Just didn't work, eh? Yeah. No, I've never tried that, honestly. I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school. I don't know. But
I'm putting together a playlist for you. It's all Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay. I have no idea.
Well, welcome to the show. I appreciate you taking time and joining us this evening. That question... That is burning up the chat. It's been burning up the message boards. Do you know what the Grand's layout's going to look like for 2024, Dustin?
I heard it was going to be in the shape of an M.
You think?
Another M. I thought they'd flip it to a W at some point.
I don't know.
I have to say, that was some fun following this year.
It was. It was.
That was very
You mean
good.
Trolling?
It was
I think
very
is the
good.
Correct term.
Hey, it got some people chitter-chattering a little bit about the Grand. So
yeah,
right.
It was super fun. It was super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. It would be neat if they could, but I mean, they're really limited on the floor space there and how what they can put within that area they have and all.
If they listened to Dustin, they would put the track up in the stands.
Yes. Well, see, they used to do like the gate used to be up on, like it's, they started on the second floor and like, then they went down into like the bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I never saw that. That must have been like in the 90s or the early 2000s.
I think it was wooden.
Well, isn't there a supercross race that they do that?
That was a long time ago. I don't think I was racing back then, but I'm like,
yeah. Oh, I know.
Pontiac Silverdome used to do it.
I watched it on YouTube, though.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, now the Silverdome, they used to run up into the seats and come back down.
That was from Supercross Motocross.
Yeah. Supercross Motocross, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
even that is cool, you know, something like that would, you know, make it interesting, huh?
Yeah. Just change it up a little bit.
Make the pro section have a wall ride in it.
Right. Bring a corner up into that stands, you know?
Yeah.
You never know.
Little hell track style going on there.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Cereal bowl.
No cereal bowl.
Dang it.
Maybe a 110 nutrition protein bowl. I don't know.
There you go.
Working them in. What's that, Dustin?
Definitely keep the pro section, though. You know, the pro section. Without that was not very good.
Yeah.
Backflip at the finish line this year, Dustin?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
There we go.
There.
That'll probably end up being, you know, what it is, but we'll see. We'll see how the training goes.
There you go. So have you been to any of the nationals yet this year so far?
No. I'm still kind of healing up from my injury last year.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It is what it is. That's a part of the game. You know, I'm just glad it was more me than my nephew, you know, because he was only 7 and I was hauling, you know. If I would have hit him, like, whoo, because I was on the pump track, you know, and he was standing sideways on the track and I didn't notice he was there. And like, I was just getting to like full speed and I was going to jump the double that he was standing in the middle of.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, that's how that went.
I looked up and he was there. And I didn't even have time to hit my brakes. Like, I tried to jump over him because, like, I wasn't clipped in. So I tried to jump over him, and his handlebar caught my, like, it caught me right in my, right where, well, the cord that holds up your testicle. And his bar hit me right there, and he fell sideways. And so, like, my body kept going into the bar, and his bars, like, hit the ground. So, like, I didn't have any more, like, any leeway, so it was just jamming into me, and I ended up flipping over, and I couldn't get up to see if he was okay or anything. So my wife already knew right there that, like, it wasn't good, because, you know, I always get up, like, no matter how, like, even if I've broken my kneecap in half, I've broken like 50 bones, you know, and I always get up. And she's like, I didn't get up, and she's like, oh man.
Oh.
So, like, she had to drive the car onto, like, the pump track and get me and take me to the hospital. And they said that I was bleeding on the inside and that that cord was bleeding as well. And I had a hernia. And I ended up getting surgery, and they did the other side as well. They were like, you know, we're going to go in there and do the other side while we're there. And I was like, well, yeah, of course. Might as well. You know, and,
You're already there.
So, like, after I get done, waking up, and they're like, well, you know, we got it done, but we can't get the one side that had the bleeding. They said it was like the blood, and it had hardened up, and I had like scar tissue in the way. And he said that they would have to like cut into that to be able to get to the hernia, and it would cause more damage than it would be good. And he said that I had to come back in like 2 years to like get that one fixed once that all went away.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I'm not all the way. So I'm not healed. Well, not healed, but like, I'm not good on that side. So like, I'm healing, but I don't know. Like, I'm trying to like just process.
Yeah,
you know, how to train and how to, like, you know, actually what I should do this season. You know, as far as how competitive I can be or should be. You know, I'm not trying to. I need to maybe focus on team, or I don't know, because I don't want to hurt myself in the long run. You know, I'd like to be riding as long as Miss Kitty, you know. I want to be on the bike forever. So
yeah,
you know, so just this little bit of a decision could hurt me, you know, in the long run. So
yeah, don't push it, right?
Right. So that's kind of what I did at Grands. I did it right before Grands, and then I went to Grands and I was just like, you know, I'm just gonna have fun. And I had fun, and and then I went and had surgery right after that. So,
oh my gosh,
have they have the doctors or anybody given you a time frame or an idea of when that is, or is this one of those situations? It's more of your kind of your comfort level when you can get back to competing.
Right. Well, they said it was going to be 2 months for the one side to heal up and everything, but mm-hmm. like the other side, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, if I work out, like, is it going to push out? I'm scared. I don't know. Like, I've never had dealt with this before, you know, so
right.
I don't know what it's like, you know. But as far as I know and what I'm understanding is, like, if the scar tissue and the hardened blood inside of there is going to keep it in place, I guess. I don't know.
Mm.
Wow.
Hopefully, you're going to. Mm.
Well,
just one of those freak things.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, it is. And it was, but at the same time, like, I'd rather have that happen to me than my nephew.
Yeah.
Because you know, he's just starting, you know.
Right.
I'm getting old.
And your nephew's okay?
He's good. Okay. He was all right. He had his helmet on and everything was good. Yeah.
Just saw his young 7 years flash before his eyes.
Yeah, most definitely. He was more nervous about me, you know, as well.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, yeah. We're glad you're halfway on the mend.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But I ended up going to like the south side of Chicago's hospital. That was in like if you know South Side, it was pretty ghetto.
Yeah. I'm familiar with the South Side.
Yeah. So Cam was like even more worried. Yeah, he's like, okay, bro, like it's kind of sketchy in here. Like,
where are we going?
It's kind of sketchy. Yeah. It was good though. Like, you know, they took good care of me. I feel like I'm all right. I rode actually yesterday and it felt pretty good.
Well, I do know some people live with hernias that are never repaired or they're not repairable, but it definitely compromises your abdomen, which for any rider knows that a strong core is huge. So if you have any compromise in your pop can, then it makes it affects your endurance for sure. And your core
mainly coming out of the gate, you know, and that's where you need to be strong at is in the gate.
Yeah. Well, listen to your doctors.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm not good in the gate anyways, you know, so whatever.
It's because you're the assassin in the corners.
That's what I was brought up on.
There you go.
Right on.
Well, it seems you've stayed extremely busy. I've been following along. You've done clinics at Steel Wheels that have been selling out like crazy. And I think I just saw, was it last night or the night before, you had announced the one you have coming up just sold out too.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Thankfully, you know, I've got a really good, a good team, good coaches that help me, do my clinics, and I got, Fatties as well. They're backing up some of these clinics to be a sponsor. I got a little bit of Fatties right here. These are the sunglasses right here, the Fatties.
Oh, those are cool.
Oh.
And, actually going to be given out to some of the riders. Like, we'll do usually we break our riders down into three groups. And out of them three groups, we'll get them back to their groups at the end. And we'll have them play, rock, paper, scissors. And whoever wins out of the rock, paper, scissors gets the, you know, get the prize. Like, top, we'll do podium, you know. I got, like, prizes for top three.
Okay.
So, like, three out of each group will get something, you know. And so the top person that wins rock, paper, scissors gets the Fatties.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'd like to do something like different, you know, but I mean, it's kind of hard to like, because I got kids that are, you know, five all the way up to, you know, older adults. So it's like hard to be like, you know, the fastest rider. It wouldn't be fair.
Right.
So.
Right.
The best thing to do is do rock, paper, scissors, because, like, it's awesome seeing the little kids, the five-year-old beating adults, you know, it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
That's a great way to do that.
Yeah. So is that Fatties, is that a local company to you?
They are actually based out of Rockford. They just started last year. They just started out and they wanted to do quality sunglasses. And, you know, we heard about them through my boss, actually. His son has he's on like a traveling softball team or something, like, I don't know, USA BMX or USA team or something. It's something big.
Mm-hmm.
But they got like their own like sunglasses through them. And he was like, well, you need to get your team these sunglasses and you need to talk to this guy. And I ended up talking to him and they're really cool. And
sweet.
We ended up pairing up with them and they're going to hook our team up. And we're going to try to sell them for them throughout the season. So
there you go. Hey, it's somebody new to BMX, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Oh, we got a little.
There's our website, huh?
Yeah.
That's cute with the pineapple. I like that.
Yep.
The party pineapple.
Yep. And then if you put in Ripped 10, our team actually gets $17 per pair that we sell.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's a good
So make awesome. Sure you spell it RIPT.
Right.
10.
Yep.
Numbers like 10, correct?
Yep. Yep.
All right.
And then that goes towards, you know, paying for riders' entry fees and, you know, canopies and jerseys and all types of stuff. So
they've got you across the bottom of their screen. I official see that. Sponsor, Rip BMX team.
Oh, yes. There you go. So, yeah, you guys go check that out. Make sure you put that in the chat when you check out. So,
They're actually really cool. And, like, the box is awesome. Like, the box is, like, here. Super cool.
I'm bring it up close. There we go.
It's got some little bit of swag in there and stuff like that.
Nice.
And it comes in a bag. Ooh, let's see over here. Comes in this nice little bag and stuff. Oh,
those are really nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, they are actually really a nice sunglasses. When I first got them, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about them. They kind of looked a little bulky, but they fit me really good. I like
There you go.
You can leave mine for the next few minutes.
They're very,
I like that look.
They're very new age.
They're not expensive. I'm on the over on their website right now, and like the ones you're holding up are only $50, and you're saying use your discount code on there, and your team gets a kickback, and they're all super cool.
Yeah, those are cool looking,
and they're right out of Rockford. So there you go. You're helping out Dustin's team, and
put the link in the chat.
Did you? Awesome.
Oh, all sweet. Right. Go check it out.
Well, speaking of the team, wow, congratulations, first of all, because you've grown substantially and you've really, really good riders on your team.
Thank you.
Kind of give us a rundown how this idea started for the team and, you know, how you got to where you're at right now with the Ripped team.
The idea of the team, I wanted to have the beginning, even before I even had Ripped BMX as a company, I wanted to do a team because the trails that I post all the time, I'm always posting them. I have kids down there that come there, kids that don't necessarily have good bikes. The custodian at the school, their keychain, it just has a million keys and when they're walking, it sounds like that. Like, that's how these kids' bikes could, when they come down there, that's how their bikes sound. Mm-hmm. Oh. So, and they're really good. They're actually really good. Because we're on the east side, and it's pretty bad over there. But, these kids come down there, and I'm kind of, mentoring these kids. And they're getting really good. And I don't even think their mom and dad probably don't even know they even have a bike, let alone that they're good on a bike, you know? So,
Right.
I wanted to get these kids kind of something or a way to be able to ride and be able to, you know, do what I'm doing. And I wasn't really able to do it then. But then I ended up kind of, you know, keeping my kids around Deontay Jackson. He was one of the kids that I really wanted to get riding. And he ended up riding and he did really good. He started out and, he's all the way he's in college now, so he's not riding so much right now, but he grew up in the road. So I have a lot of little kids that come through there. So I wanted to have a team, but, then I started the Rip Company. And I was kind of focused on doing that for about a year. And after that I was I think that maybe I could do a team with this. And, I think that maybe we could even do a factory team. And, I talked to a few people and my buddy Nate and a few friends, we just kind of grew it and we were riding, basically just together. It just started out as us, it was only a few riders, Remy Gifford. She was one of the ones, we only had a few. It was only a few of us. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you know, we just kind of grew up a little bit more. We had started a local team. It was like, as soon as we just announced that we were going to do a team, it was like, you know, people were just wanting to be a part of it, which was amazing. So we ended up being able to have enough people to do a local team and a factory team. And that was kind of last year, and we didn't really focus on parts and stuff like that. Well, I didn't really focus on parts and stuff like that. I was kind of getting my my managers, like Tom and Gina, getting ready for the you know, being able to do it, because it was their first year as well. So managing the team was, they actually did really good, and that's part of the reason why we have you know, some of the riders that we do. But I think that the main reason why I wanted to start a team was to help riders, like that, how I got helped when I was younger, and be able to give people in Rockford and around our area a chance to be on a factory team.
Right.
Cause I mean, I was a good rider for, you know, a long time. Even when I was younger, I started when I was 5 years old. And I didn't really get good until I was about 11, 12, but I feel like I could have been about a factory rider around 13, but I never got a shot until, you know, I was like 24, 25.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, yeah.
That, you know, I felt like I was like, you know, I just wanted to be able to be the person that can help other riders mm-hmm. that do have a shot, and I didn't want to have other riders like that in my track and my area to be like me, you know. I want right. them to be able to have that. So
the majority of your riders, are they from the Rockford area then?
Most of them are, and like, but see, we're trying to figure it out, you know, because like it was our first year last year,
mm-hmm.
and there is amazing riders in Rockford, but it's just we want to be up with the big dogs, you know, so we had to kind of search out a few other riders, and
sure,
you know, it ended up being, you know, we got a few here and a few there, one from Colorado, and we got Tank Lucas, you know, he's from Colorado, so we got Juan, he's from, I think he's from the Bronx or New Jersey. He's something around there. I'm not the manager. Don't shoot me.
That's what you have those people for, right? That's what you have the manager for, right?
We ended up picking, but we picked up Dahlia and Dorian. I'm super happy for them. As well as we just picked up Camden. He's going to be a great pickup. So we got Makai. He's from Iowa. So we picked up a really good set of riders. So this year, I think we're gonna be competing a lot more.
Nice, great, very nice. I like the I really like the new jerseys. By the way, they're sharp, real sharp.
Yeah.
We had that pop up in the slideshow there a couple of times already. They're sharp.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be debuting them here in St. Louis.
Nice.
I think it's St. Louis. Missouri.
Missouri next weekend.
Yeah. Yep.
I thought Missouri was this weekend.
Is it this coming weekend?
Next weekend.
Oh, my misunderstanding.
I was with you, Melissa. I thought it was this weekend.
Cool. Nice.
So team's growing leaps and bounds. You're adding solid riders onto the team. How are you guys faring this year in the standings so far? Because we've only had a few handful of nationals. Have you guys competed in those?
No, we haven't done any so far yet. We're going to, our first team, the first team race is going to be in Missouri.
Nice.
Missouri.
We set a schedule for our riders, and they can kind of pick and choose mm-hmm. which ones they're going to do. We kind of, you know, we collaborate on what we want and what we need them to be at. And, you know, we're pretty lenient. So, but some of the other riders that are a little bit farther out, you know, we need to help them out a little bit and help them get to where mm-hmm. we need them to be. So
how's the we know we talked that you're getting sellouts at the Steel Wheels clinics.
Oh, the clinics.
And you have plans to continue clinics throughout the spring and summer, and do you have any places you're going to be doing those at?
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually, we're going to be doing a few. Well, actually, I'm going to be planning to do them all year, but I already have the Hill's going to be doing some, the Hill BMX. I'm going to be doing them at Farmer City BMX. I'm going to be doing them at Cedar Rapids BMX, which, matter of fact, I need to get a hold of them. I'll be getting a hold of you. If you guys are watching, I'll be getting a hold of you. Cedar Rapids BMX, they got a hold of me. So I'm going to be trying to do them all year.
Okay.
I really love to do it, you know, when I was, and I have fun doing it. So, yeah. And it's always fun bringing, you know, new coaches in and having mm-hmm. them help me, teaching them how to be coaches as well. So,
yeah.
What's a typical cost, and what does one of your clinics, kind of just a quick overview, you know, what's a clinic look like when you put them on, and what's your typical cost for them?
The indoor was $35. Usually they're $35 for the indoor for us. Mm-hmm. And that was only 2 hours this year. I usually like to do them for three hours. The outdoors, they will be 3 hours, and they will be only $30.
Okay. But we all know we got to help out the indoor, so it's never hurts.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. It's, you know, it's all love, and I'm glad to be able to help them out, you know, mm-hmm. cause
sure.
We all love to have an indoor place to ride, you know, so if we can help them pay a little bit of rent, that's perfectly fine with me.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, if you have an indoor, you're very fortunate. You know, we
go right, and support right. it. Go and support it.
Go and support it, yeah.
I mean, that's great that you got so many other tracks that are reaching out, and you're bringing that product there to them. What you had said earlier, you know, you started the Ripped Company. You were doing hard goods like pedals and
pedals and grips.
Grips. What's going on with the hard goods side?
I was working on mainly the team and trying to get my new team manager mm-hmm. Thomas and Sheena, getting them kind of set up and so that they can do that on their own, that they don't really need me no more. So now I can kind of focus on back to what I was doing, mm-hmm. and mainly the thing about doing the hard goods and stuff like that is just having the right connections and being able to, you know, find people that can do what you need. Mm-hmm. So I've talked to them, a few people, and I'm going to be able to do some things that I'm going to be have been talking about for a while. I did some bars already. They were the cruiser bars, but I plan on doing some bars here. Okay. They're going to be 20-inch bars.
All right.
They'll be coming out. I'm not sure when, but that's going to be the next thing, and it's not going to be too long.
Nice.
Because, I mean, mainly a lot of the products have been, you know, not necessarily from America, and I'm trying to bring more American parts.
Manufactured in
people. I mean, yeah, a lot of people do go over to China. I mean, you know, it's well known and you know in the BMX
industry,
it's no secret. But if, you know, if I can find some American made stuff at a good price and be able to have some quality parts, you know, that's what I'd like to do. So I think I found the right people. So
okay. I was going to say that'll be a challenge because it's, you know, the affordable price part's the challenge, but hey.
Yeah, most definitely.
More power to you, man.
Yeah. But luckily, you know, like when I started out and I started out on the grips, people, you know, they blessed me and they, you know, they were all aboard and they were helping me out, just, you know, supporting the crap out of it. And that's helped a lot. And that's been able to, you know, help the team out and help the business grow. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I, you know, we have a little bit of funds to play and be able to, you know, kind of venture and do new things. And that's kind of what I wanted to do in the beginning. You know, I wanted to have some parts and just have a line, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to get rich enough and I just want to, you know, have a name, you know, for myself.
Enough to support the team and take care of the riders.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we got handlebars coming out soon. Excited about that. you had pedals before and grips. You had quite an expanded product line and solid stuff. And it's good to hear you're going to be bringing back products.
Yeah, I still got all that stuff. I just haven't been, you know, I just haven't been really like pushing it. And
my wife. All right. Well,
my wife has been telling me, you know, like I need to like post about that stuff, but I haven't.
Yeah.
Listen to your wife.
I know. I need to
get it out there.
More people should.
Yeah. Like I still got like, I got a few stems, you know, and them were made in America.
Uh-huh.
I've still got a bunch of grips. I got I still got a few colors of pedals. I still got a few things.
Well, and if you're looking for that stuff, get a hold of Dustin. He'll let you know how much they are. And
yeah, we got the website up right here. Simple to know. It's rippedbmx.com. So get over, check it out.
Oh yeah, there's the stem and the
We're going to jump over and do a chat check-in here in a second. And we want to thank BMX Rocks Photography for the chat question this evening. What song gets you guys pumped up to ride? And also taking care of our chat room this evening. Melissa, how's the chat room been?
No warning.
I know. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
My bad. You want to know why I'm spicy?
Get in there.
All right, I'll stall for half a second.
No. I'm good.
Make sure you check out BMX Rocks Photography. So it's ROX, so BMX ROX. I screwed that up.
Jesus. You want to know why? They ain't got no bro deal to build your bike. Bet you can plug Wrenchman real easy.
He hasn't said that over and over again. Well, thank you for the lovely introduction, gentlemen.
I got it now.
Melissa, your hair looks great.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Lovely.
I appreciate it. We want to go ahead and say hi to our friend Rick Carter over at the Beer Budget BMX show and congratulate them on all their great accomplishments lately. Keep liking and subscribing their Facebook page as you're liking and subscribing to our social media. Hi to Nick Quinn. He says he is on the flight enjoying ATB. Man, I would... Wow, that's the second flight I think he's taken us on.
Yeah.
And he's still awake. I should be back in the D in an hour and hope to see everyone soon. Hi to David Randall. He said, Whittier Narrows BMX is closing 3/16/24. That's some news. Oh, yep. That's bummer.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
Hate to hear when that happens. Hi to Robert Cardoza over on YouTube. He says, hey buddies, I hope you have a great show. I'm kind of confused, but that ain't much for me to say. Have a great one. Hi to Sean Gifford of Die Job Apparel, one of the Ripped team sponsors, I think. Says, what's up, family? Hi to Ronnie Anderson over on YouTube. You know.
Hey.
Billy Sebrel with Gate 9 number plates is also in the chat. He says he finally made it, which, Billy, we were worried about you. It's been a couple of days without any Billy-isms. So.
Well, he's trying to get all his number plates made, I think.
We're about ready to put out an all-points bulletin on him.
We were.
Yeah.
Must be that new puppy.
Nope.
Hi to Stu Thompson. He's tuning in. He thinks that Chris listens to Yanni before he's... ready
Stu
to
Thompson just talk shit on you
to zen out.
Stu, write this day down, dude. Write it down.
Thanks, Stu.
That's
my
funny
pal.
Oh, Nick said that he listens. He puts on some Walls of Jericho, which would be a good choice. Speaking of Aaron Ruby, bassist
there you go.
For the Walls of
Melissa's
Jericho,
Melissa's tattoo artist. Yeah,
hey, is she making a plug? Wait a minute.
Yeah. Next week, I'll be sporting some new ink. I get to show off.
There you go.
Okay. Hi to Francisco Vega. He's tuning in. And Zachary Wrenchman Gavin.
I wonder if we know that guy.
Is also in Facebook.
Guy makes some good looking wheels.
Hi to Martin Kennard. He says, hello, Dustin and the ATB crew. Hollywood Mike Miranda also in the chat. Brian Fell, Mega Design Group. He's over on YouTube. Glad you're joining in with us. Noah Robinson's tuning in. Braden Lewis of AOT says Dustin's the man. Old school Scott Sloan is also in the chat. What up, Dustin? Dustin Phillips then says, what's up, Dustin?
What's up, everybody?
Craig Robinson says, hey, fam. What's up, Dustman?
What's up, guys?
Let's see. Who else am I missing? Sweet Shades. Oh, Chris Illing says, hola. Victus Rides is over on YouTube, says, howdy. He also was wondering, waiting on a new croupy frame he ordered. What do y'all think of the new ones? I'm currently on a 22-year-old croupy frame.
Nice.
Cool.
He also had that other question, too.
Yep, I just haven't got down there yet.
Oh, it's busy in the chat, folks.
Yeah. I knew there was a question in there. QPOHD122 over on Facebook is tuning in. I'm not sure if that's a bot. It's possible. Okay, so Victus Rides wants to know, Dustin, if we can ask you what a good practice session at the track should look like for an older guy.
Oh, man.
loaded question.
I guess it depends. Like, if it's like practice, like if I'm going to like a national, and like that's, you know, my practice day, you know, I only do like 5 laps. I do I'll roll the track one time, like kind of slow, just to feel and get to know the track, and then I'll do 2 fast laps on the first and second straightaway as fast as I can, and then I'll do 2 fast laps on the third and fourth straightaway as fast as I can. And then after that, I feel like I'm kind of okay.
If
you're warmed up,
so you're talking about when you go to a national,
yeah.
Okay. So like, on a regular practice night, I would say
old guy like myself or Chris.
It depends. I mean, I like to do full laps. You know, when you're practicing, so like, you know. I'd say like a full lap every, you know, like maybe 20 to 25 minutes, maybe sometimes like 30, because like pros, they go pretty, we go back to back sometimes when it gets to semi and stuff like that. So like kind of get my endurance, like I kind of like just want to mimic my pro schedule, even though like a lot of times, you know, you're not going to have like a long practice night, it's not gonna be that long, you know, so
right,
I gotta like minimize that schedule, but at the same time try to like mimic it as well, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does to me anyway.
Yeah All right, cool.
Well, do you do anything where you just do gates for an hour or something, or is it more following that schedule?
My gates are horrible, so I mean I practiced for 30 years. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get it down ever. So,
all right,
A for
but
effort.
To be honest though, like I got in the gate next to George that day in Music City, and like I kind of like, he just does not lean back at all, like not at all. So like, I kind of started doing that, and it feels like my gates are getting better. I don't know if my second, third pedal are better, but. Mm-hmm. I feel like my snap's better. So yeah. I don't know.
Nice.
Who knows? Well,
that's
might be a good person to emulate.
Well,
that's what I was thinking. You know?
Yeah, I know Justin. I've talked
smoke
about
my
it.
Ass, but it was, you know, it's nice to be, you know.
Yeah, I know Justin and I have sat here and looked at Joris and his gait and just go,
what?
Dang.
It's perfect, dude. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, a few more shout outs here. Hi to Damon Tucson. He's tuning in. We're going to say hi to Ryan and Riley Baumgartner, our good buddies down in Florida. We miss you guys too. Hi to Raymond Flagg. Eldon Long is also tuning in. Sean DeVore. Dustin, have you had any of the best of Texas barbecue sauce?
No.
Oh, you're missing out. There's a jar of it right here. Good stuff. David Dortona is wondering if you have any gears for sale.
Any plans to make them?
Or plans to make them, perhaps, yes.
Oh, okay. That is possible. That is a possibility.
Okay, we'll put that in the back of your brain there. Hi to Justin Liddow. Cindy Collingwood is also shouting out to Dustin from the Collingwoods. Tim Weiss is tuning in. He is announcing that Lansing Capital City Family BMX might be having a race on Sunday in Michigan in February.
Run it.
Yeah, why the hell not?
If you can, if the track's good enough, run it. Let's do it.
That's right. Okay, I'm going to
take that new fancy bike you got out there.
I don't have all the pieces parts yet. We'll take the old one.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to mess this last name up big time. Michael Desrusso?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, something. Anyways, sorry, dude. He says, I love my Gate 9 number plate, as we all do.
Yep.
Adam Orvitez says, hey, thanks for tuning in. Tom Johnson's with us.
Wow.
Thomas Dunnell. Shout out to Race Inc., Box, Dye Job. Is it Fatties?
Fatties.
Oh, that's right. We were just talking about this. Hello. LDC, Identify, and then Duncan Enterprise. So must be sponsors. I like it.
Yep.
Hi to Marlo John. Oh, he also added Gate 9, Havoc, and Fly Racing. Gotta get them all. Ollie Walk is over on YouTube. He wants to borrow a hat. Are you talking about Justin's hat?
He is.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Jake?
That's that special Danger Snacks hat.
Well, or Amazon, depending
bring it
on
to work
you're
Friday
shopping
for him.
Oh, that, okay.
It's all right.
Has he not seen you? He must not have seen you in your hat yet. Okay, last one's here. Derek Rogers, D-Money, and the Spider are amped for your next clinic. You do such an awesome job. That's very cool. Victus Rides is going to be a Tampa BMX State Qualifier this weekend.
Ooh.
And Chase, I'm not reading that. But hi to Chase over on YouTube. His comment doesn't qualify as one I will read.
Yep.
And we're going to say thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Sorry that was a long list. We want to make sure we try to reach out to everybody that we can. And got any questions for Dustin while we're chatting with him? Go ahead and put them in the chat.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we have a new rule. If Melissa says your name, you have to make sure you like the page. How's that?
There we go.
If she gives you a shout out, you better have liked our page.
That's right.
Please.
That is good, man.
And make sure you like the rip page, too. Go to the website, buy some stuff off it.
Absolutely. Right now. Since the rule is made now, you know.
do you do any one-on-one coaching? With riders,
yeah.
You do.
Yep.
And are they all ripped riders, or do you have like coaching for people that aren't a ripped rider? They just reach out to you and can set something up.
Yeah, actually, so like my riders get free clinics. When they they come and they'll get one-on-one for free. I'll take them down to my trails or wherever and I'll work with them. Mm-hmm. But cool. My one-on-one. Yeah, I charge $50 an hour, but I take them down to my personal track, and most of the time it's usually more than an hour. I'm pretty lenient, and mm-hmm. I'm a cool guy, so I work with people, and I like to just take them down my track, and I like to work with a whole lot of kids, so mm-hmm. and make it easy for like people to be able to work with a coach and be able to afford it. So, I've worked with a lot of people. So,
nice.
I mean, yeah. I do a lot of one-on-one, but it's mainly my team.
Nice.
Cool.
Who are some of the riders? Name three riders that were big influences on you growing up.
Gary Ellis was definitely one of them.
Hell yes.
Just because that was done. I that was like one of my very first clinics I ever went to, and it was Gary Ellis, and it was the GT team. The GT team was like, they came to Midwest Nationals, and it was like super huge for all of us, because it was, you know, Gary Ellis and I think it was Christoph Levesque, and like it was like all the top pros. So to be able to get into like that clinic, it like sold out so fast, and it was like actually kind of like the clinics that I do now, and that's kind of like what I base them off of, because like they broke us down into groups, and
yeah.
So Gary Ellis was definitely one of them. God, the other ones are hard. I don't know. I really liked Michael Lundy. He was one of our local pros. Yep. He was super fast until he got hurt and got injured, so he couldn't race anymore. But Kyle Bennett, that's another one.
Oh man,
he was definitely butter. Mario Soto.
Man, Soto,
yeah,
KB. All right.
Okay.
When you who do you like to, if you were to pick a pro that you kind of lend your style of racing to, who would it be?
My mom always said that. Mama said. She says that that I remind her of Barry Nobles, a lot of him.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just, I think so as well. The way I, you know, I make moves and stuff like that in the cornering, and like a lot of people, like even top pros don't know how to do a corner, you know, correctly. And one of them that does know how to do a corner correctly is Barry, you know. He rides the track really well. He knows how to manual and make, you know, good speed out of it. And so I feel like I kind of remind myself of Barry, but nice. Just without that much speed. That man has like, you know, immaculate amount of speed.
What does it mean when you say to take a corner the right way? What's taking the corner the right way?
I can't tell you. You got to come to my clinic.
Atta boy! Oh, there was your tee up for your segue.
There you go.
Perfect.
But if you come to the clinic, I will tell you.
There you go.
That's right.
And where's the next clinic?
The next one after this one's already sold out. So the next one is going to be at Elgin, the hill.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to be outside already.
Coming up.
God damn.
Yeah.
Sweet. Nice.
What's your favorite track that you like to go to? Not national, though.
I'd like to go to my track in the woods.
Yeah. I see the pics. It's pretty sweet. You got a nice little setup. Yeah.
And, well, I mean, the main reason is you can crash down there and you ain't got to worry about nobody laughing at because there ain't that many people there. You know? So, do a whole bunch of other stuff that you're too nervous to do at the track. Because, like, even when I went to, like, Louisville for the first time when I was a pro and I was riding Thomas's bike, my team manager, and I never rode that bike in my life. And he's, like, 20 foot tall and his bike's set for a 20 foot tall person. I'm like 5 foot nothing, you know? And I go up there and all the pros, the top pros, they're all like watching, you know, everybody go down. So I'm like, oh my God, here we go. So I go down and like, I go to yank the very first tabletop and I bonk it, like start nose manning, about to fall. I'm like, dude, they're watching me laughing up there. I already know it, you know, like, so yeah, I know what it feels like to be, you know, just under that pressure of, you know, people watching you. So like being able to go down to a track that like, you know, nobody's watching, you can learn some stuff that you don't normally learn at the track.
Right.
You know?
Try a few things.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You ever been down the Supercross hill?
Yes. Yes. And it actually took me a while. I wasn't being really much of a baby about it, but I was kind of being a baby, I guess. Cause I just never really did it until Louisville. When I was my turn pro, it was last year. But yeah, it was last year. I definitely could have, but I got excuses. I got plenty of excuses.
Hey, that's fine. Chris. Whatever you got, I got three times as many.
Yeah. Well, the first big hill I ever went to was Sarasota.
Oh gosh.
And that was like, dude, that was intimidating. Like.
Shoot, their amateur hill is intimidating there to me.
I was like, you know, I really wanted to come back just to see the 5-year-olds because I didn't believe that they went down that hill.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the amateur hill.
You know when it's...
Yeah, on the am hill.
You know, it's wild when you get the text and it says, we will be starting on the tabletop tonight. When it gets windy, when it gets windy there, like, no, this is no joke. When it gets windy there, even the amateur side, you start the race from the bottom of the hill.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's not so like that kind of
freaked me out, you know?
Yeah.
And it made like kind of scaffolding style too, you know? Yeah. So I'm like even more freaked out, bro. I'm like, man, this is, I don't know, bro.
Yeah. But that thing's really solid.
Were you there a couple years ago when the National was there? Is that when you were down there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, we were there, right? Yeah. You.
No,
I
but
was
that
down
wasn't
there.
At Sarasota, though. That was at the other...
I was at both.
Amanda Carr's track.
Port Charlotte.
I'm drawing a blank. Yes.
Yeah, but you went to... Did you go to the Sarasota
but
National?
The next weekend was the Sarasota.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the back-to-back Gator and the Sunshine.
Well, you know what spooked me, and that's what got me, was the scaffolding, like you're saying, because you could see the opening like on either side. And I don't even know, like you went up on the big hill. The smaller hill was crazy enough, but I walked up the back, you know, and I was like, nope, I'm good. I never even walked out to the gate.
Oh, so you didn't walk up to the front?
No, but we were there on a practice night, and Joris and all them were there banging gates, and wow, it gets wild to see.
See, it really wasn't until I thought about it, and I'm like, why am I scared? Because I live in, you know, a town that is like, we got massive hills here, and I'm like, you know, why am I scared of it? Because it's man-made. That's why. Like,
right.
Then I finally went up there, and I'm like, yeah, you know, it's like going down a hill, bro. Yeah. Like, why are you scared? So it's just more mental, you know. It's definitely a mental, mental
thing. That's right. Because man-made is fallible.
Yeah.
For sure.
What's
solid underneath.
So your favorite track be your home track. That you got out in the woods. You race in Vet Pro, you guys' circuit's a little different than everybody else's, but on the Vet Pro series circuit, what's one of the tracks you look forward to? You see that on there, and easy, Chris. You don't have you don't have to tell them it's Waterford.
It's gotta be Waterford Oaks. Come on.
But like you see that one, you're like, man, I can't wait to get to that one.
It is Waterford, actually. I can't wait because I have never been there. So, like, and I've seen it on transit. I've seen it on transit way back. I think it was like Transit 5 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely wanted to go there ever since I've seen it then. And I think it was NBL back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If it was on transit, it would be NBL. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, I was never an NBL guy. So, like, anytime I seen an NBL track, I wanted to ride it because it was like more jump style. And that's kind of how I am, you know?
Yeah,
and I seen Waterford, and I seen them put it on the schedule, and I got pretty excited. But then I seen them trying to do a flat pedal race there, and I got not excited.
that was my next question.
There's a few of these Vet Pros are talking about trying to get everybody to buy into a flat pedal Vet Pro race there at Waterford Oaks. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. And see, like for me, where I'm at, you know, like I only can plan a few of them, and that's definitely like one of the ones that I can plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to make me go flat pedals, and that's like my gates are horrible without clips. So like, or with clips. So like, when you take them away, like, God, like, but after that, I'm fine. Like, I can ride like the pro jumps and all that stuff. It's just like, I don't know. My gates are horrible.
Well, I know I've said it many times here on the show that's a race looking forward to seeing the pros on that track.
And
it's
so excited.
It's not hometown. I mean, part of it's hometown, but like it's not laid out like an M, or you know, it's not an M track
or a W.
It's totally different. Like it's a 90 degree first turn, which is going to be fun. It was it last year or the year before when Akron had a pro race? You know, it was neat to see the different style track host a pro race.
Yes, awesome. That was, I just literally posted one of the posts today about like the 2022 season, and I looked at the tracks that we raced, man, and it was awesome.
Yeah That Akron track was fun to ride.
Yeah,
it was very fun.
Yeah.
And the pros on this one are going to be, I know, I'm gonna be posted up right on the fence watching all the practices and every lap. Like, it's going to be a good time.
That whole week, we're pretty much going to be hanging out at Waterford Oaks.
Melissa and I are going to Airbnb the house and take off.
There you go.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Yeah, we'll be there. That's fun.
actually, we probably will have house guests. So there's a good chance we can't Airbnb.
Oh, you could Airbnb it to your friends.
To our friends. Yeah. Sorry, Sean, Rick.
Whoever else.
Just make sure it's clean when you guys leave.
That's right.
any other big plans that you have for yourself with the pros, your pro races this year? What else you got going on?
Mainly just healing, you know, that's my main thing. So like right now I've just been kind of focusing, that just giving me time to focus on like the parts and what I want to do with that. And I mean, we got our team pretty much set up, and Tom and Sheena, and they've done an awesome job, you know, picking up riders and getting everything set up as far as jerseys and plates and everything. So I haven't had to do a whole lot, thankfully, and thank them. So I've had time to be able to just kind of worry about parts and what I want to do there. You know, I think it's really cool to be able to have my name in that industry. So I'm just kind of focus on that as, you know, as much as I can this season until I'm able to ride. And then, well, either, you know, I don't know, trail season usually takes a lot of my time too, but I dig a lot.
What's your day job, Dustin?
I'm a construction worker.
Okay.
Cool.
Do you have a specialty, like, or all around? Just
we do everything. I do everything. Like yesterday, I was doing roofing. Or no, today I was doing roofing. Yesterday I was doing flooring. Like the other day, I was ripping a whole bunch of stuff out, like a bathroom. You know, so like we do everything.
All right, jack of all trades. That's good.
There you go, man. That's sweet. What was your first race bike?
My first race bike was a Huffy. It was a big old, like 50-pound Huffy. And like I was too small, because like it was actually like a full size, like it would have been like an adult bike, I guess, because like I was so small I had to put my foot on like the sprocket, and then I would hop up and like swing my other leg over.
Oh wow.
what do you think about the news that Huffy's come, they pick up Carly, and then I just read they picked up Nick Bruce. Are you excited about them coming back in?
I had a sticker that said, if Huffy made an airplane, would you ride in it?
All right, good answer.
I would have to say no.
All right.
But, you know, to be fair, though, it's cool to see them come back. You know, I mean, it's never... You know, it's never cool to see a company fall off. I always, you know, I like to see the industry grow.
And, yeah.
You know, whether or not they're, you know, competitors or whatever, you know, as long as they're out there to be able to help riders, they're helping Carly. So,
yeah,
they're out there doing good. So I think that's cool.
Yeah. I think it's just that stigma or that reputation of being like the department store bike company. And, you know, we're now used to this higher end engineered, you know, frames and bikes and stuff, you know.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's more of like an old school thing, you know, because like a lot of younger kids, they probably don't even know what Huffy is, you know. So
that's
like they might not think
that's a good point, Dustin.
So you're saying Kmart can't be Macy's,
right? Yeah, because I mean they got Hypers and stuff like that in Walmart, you know. So I mean,
right,
man, I'll tell you what, they do a Hyper does a bang up job. I mean, they sponsor all those kids on the mega ramp. Then they they got the brands in the department store, but then they have the high end brands at your bike shops, right? So, yeah. Smart move there. Like, oh hey, yeah.
But then you know, then people ain't thinking the same thing about them, you know, as they do a Huffy. Just, you know, it's weird.
And they went kind of backwards into that, right? They were high end,
and then
they got their bikes into the big box, and they've done a good job with, you know, I mean, they got names. They got the big dogs running for them.
Oh yeah, in the
ring. Now they're moving
freestyle, right?
In the freestyle, yeah. And now they're coming back over into the racing side, picking up Jay Smooth.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that Donnie Robinson Hyper bike that they sold in the Walmarts, that was a nice bike. Actually, I have one of those. Both of my daughters rode those bikes.
They both autographed?
No.
How do you not have it autographed yet?
Because I've never met Donnie in person.
Oh, I thought he came. He didn't come to Waterford?
He may have. That oh. Maybe before my time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, or in my absent time from BMX, I don't know, but yeah.
Were you riding before bike. when Huffy came in? Was that like late 90s, 2000s or something? Were you still racing then?
Yeah, I started in 94. And I only took one year break when my dad died in 2018.
Oh, yeah, so you remember when they were there before.
Yeah.
Dang, that's a long career. Wow.
Yeah.
You said 94?
Yes.
Yeah, I started in 94.
All right.
And then, my dad died in December 11th, 2018. Mm-hmm. So, like, the next year, I didn't race for, like, a whole year. Mm-hmm. And then, well, I didn't race for a year and a half because I didn't come back until the following, it was 2020, I think that,
Was that real time when you were riding for them?
Oh, it was 2008. Yeah, it was real time. It was 2008, not 2018. It was 2008. And in 2010 is when I came back. So I quit racing in 2008.
Wow.
Okay.
I came back to the Midwest. And then, I didn't have a bike because my dad, he was the one that used to work on my bike.
Yeah.
And my cranks, they were messed up. I needed to get them, taken apart or something. And my dad was going to do that. And he ended up dying. I never worked my bike and I had no idea. I ended up going to Midwest Nationals and I didn't have a bike and somebody let me use their park bike. And that was 19 through 27 year old experts back then. And I ended up making the main event on a park bike with like a little gear like that.
Oh, the little, yeah.
Dude, the people, they were like, it was a Sabrosa Pandora or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, the dudes that were racing me are like, who the hell are you? Like, what's going on?
What are you doing?
Good shit, man. That's good stuff.
And then they're going, dang, he made the main. He whipped some of our butts.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What are you riding? What are you racing right now?
Right now, it's a OS20. I got the S-squared still.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about getting a Race Inc. as well. That's one of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. Do like their new one. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the way that black, that matte black looks nice.
It's sharp.
Yeah. Are you liking the OS20?
Man, I don't know. To be honest, because I literally went from OS20 back to 20-inch back to OS20. So to be honest, I think I'm faster on a 20-inch.
Yeah.
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 Didn't you pop on a standard for a second?
Yeah, and was that's what the was bike in... that they
okay.
Yeah. That's the bike they said I was faster on.
Yeah. Well, they always say steel's real.
Right.
Is that
right.
What they say?
Steel's real.
Steel's
maybe
real.
That's the.
You never know, man.
But yeah, I'm probably gonna come back to a 20-inch.
Yeah.
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 Racing's a good way to go.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like that OS20 stuff. I'm just not sold on it myself yet.
I mean, it's really good. It is good for when you go to a new track, you can adjust. Mm-hmm. If say you're national, you only have to do 5 laps and you can get adjusted to the track way easier, Mm-hmm. As you ain't got to do as much work.
Yeah.
So
I rode, a friend of the show, Mike Max. At a pump track, and I was like, damn, this is wild. It's comfy like a cruiser, but still kind of moves like a 20, and
right.
Very, very, very cool ride. I just couldn't, I couldn't throw down and build a whole one.
Yes, right. That's what I've ridden Mike's too, and it's kind of like a 20-inch cruiser. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's kind of the feel of it.
It's goofy, especially out of the gate. It's weird,
Yeah.
But man, there's a lot of guys really like those. Well, guys and gals.
Jesus Christ. Come on, get together. All right, let's.
Do we want to do some lightning round?
Yeah, we can do some lightning round.
Oh, trivia question.
There you go.
Melissa's world famous trivia question.
We're going to do Melissa's world famous trivia, Dustin, and we're going to jump into lightning round. So be ready to be lightning quick.
Ready to get but spicy first. On you, boy.
Oh, fired up. Man. Lightning round is brought to you by our good friends over at Bombshell Racing System. you guys are looking for some new product that Chris isn't getting bro deals from, check out Bombshell.
Dave makes some real good stuff over there. Go check out Bombshell. It's fine.
All right, Melissa, are you ready?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Little Rad Dad's beverage koozie for the winner. Got a sticker pack with your own little, I was going to say vial, I don't work in healthcare, bottle of danger snacks.
Maybe it should be a vial.
Everything's a vial and a CC and a whatever. You got a hopefully to be needed soon cooling off towel here, ATB on one side, and I just realized there's a color theme to this prize pack. Yeah. Dye job on the other side. Lots of green.
Yeah.
And that's then right. Sam, this prize pack might look familiar because Sam Meek had donated it back for us to use on the show again. So we have that infamous I Love District Moms t-shirt.
There you go.
Going out to the winner.
Oh, hey, speaking of Sam, real quick, I understand he's not doing too well. So if you guys want to send a prayer, positive thoughts, whatever you do, send some positive energy Sam's way.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he would appreciate it and we would as well.
Awesome. So I would like to know, what is the name of the new sponsor of the Ripped BMX team, and spelling counts?
Ah.
Ooh, it's a good one.
Like
so
it.
What's the name of their new sponsor for the Ripped BMX team? All gotta right. Spell it right.
And now we're going to do the lightning round. Ladies and gentlemen,
brought to you by 110 Nutrition.
110 Nutrition's mission is to deliver the highest quality products and service in the supplement industry. Visit 110 Nutrition right now at 110nutrition.com and make sure you guys use the discount code all things BMX. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
I was like, I think I have the first one. Damn it.
Okay. Right. Oh, you do.
All right, Dustin. What is the last movie or show that you liked so much you watched it twice?
Movie or show? Walking Dead, I guess. I watch a lot of Supergirl.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you.
That works, too.
I watch those a couple times over because I fall asleep through them a lot.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Well, at least you find it exciting.
Just tired.
Well, that's
true. It's timing, yeah. If you're around the middle of the day.
Right now, they're all out on, you know, they pop out to the West Coast and then hit the East. Yeah. And, yeah.
They have been showing them a little earlier this year than the last few. That's kind of nice, though. So, Dustin, would you ever go skydiving?
Oh, yeah, for sure I would.
Would it have to be out of a Huffy airplane, though?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay. Do you make New Year's resolutions?
No.
Okay.
Which celebrity annoys you the most?
The Rock.
That is an excellent answer.
That is a unique answer. The Rock.
We've gotten that one more than once. Is your bed made right now?
Yeah, actually it is.
There you go. Do you believe in aliens?
Thanks to my wife. Yes, I do believe in aliens.
All right.
All right. If you
I've seen a UFO. Like, I could have hit it with a rock, but we're not going to go there.
Well, then that explains why you believe.
We'll cover that in the next show.
That's right.
That's right. If you could then transform into an animal, which animal would it be?
Definitely something that can fly.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Who's your favorite musical artist or band?
I listen to everything. So, like, it depends, like, what genre. Because, like, I like Juice WRLD. I like, I like Rise Against. I like.
We can stop right there.
311.
Ooh, you know, 311.
Sublime. There like, we go. You know, it don't matter. Like, I'll listen to whatever, really.
It's nice.
Okay. It's good to have variety.
What was your very first job?
I was a busboy.
Okay. Good one.
Yeah.
It's legit.
What's your favorite day of the week?
Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Who is your hero?
God. That was my dad. I mean, I guess it's still my dad.
Sure. Right.
Sure.
I'm mixing up the next question. Do you still believe there's gators in the channel?
Dude,
Except nobody knows that story, though.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, but
is there a shark, maybe?
So there's definitely
a cell phone.
I'll give a quick recap. We were all down in Florida. Cape Coral, right? Yeah, yep.
Condo.
And Dustin shows up and goes out to the to the deck. And
it was dark, to his defense.
It was, and
it was really dark.
And he thought it was like another 10 feet long, and ended up in the canal. And I've never seen a human being defy physics in the manner that that man got out of the water so fast, worrying that there was gators and sharks. And
that was definitely the first thing that came to my mind. Because I was walking out there, and like I took a step, and it was nothing under my foot. And I'm like, and the next thing I know, I'm hitting the water, and like, dude, as soon as I hit the water, I thought gator. So like, it was like a cartoon. I hopped out of the water. I didn't even think I touched the ground, bro. Like, when I hopped out of the water so fast, like I shot out of the water like a damn Superman or something.
It was funny. You barely hit the water to begin with. I'm
surprised he got wet at all.
Yeah. That was horrible.
I'm with you, brother, man. Anything, if there's water in Florida, there's a gator in it. I don't care.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's the Midwesterner in me, I guess.
It's quite possible.
Yeah, me too.
All right, moving on. Here we go.
All right, Dustin, what's your worst habit?
Sugar.
Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper, like, I can't do it.
All right.
Yeah. All right, I think we already know the answer. What's your favorite sport other than BMX?
Supercross lately.
Yeah. Who's your favorite guy?
Chase Sexton.
Sexton.
Nice.
What was the last thing that you Googled?
I'd have to look. I don't know.
Was it work related?
No, maybe.
I'm sure it was BMX related. So.
It probably was the temperature.
Was it?
Oh yeah, there you go.
It's the first thing I look at.
Right. I need to know if it's gonna be a nice day so I can dig.
Yep. There you go.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, warm
enough. All right, Dustin, if you were to write a book, what would it be about?
Probably my wife, but I don't know how many people would read it. Maybe my wife would read it. Right. She might know what happened before her.
I'm sure she would, yeah.
Some things are better left alone. All right.
Right.
Okay, here we go. So, BMX racing frame. You prefer aluminum, chrome moly, carbon fiber?
I've never rode a carbon fiber, so I can't tell you about that. But aluminum, I rode the standard. So, like, I really like the standard, but it's a little weird with that flex. I'm not used to that flex out of the gate. It's like the wet noodle.
Really?
But I love the way it felt.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd have to say aluminum.
All right. Would you rather travel back in time or go into the future?
Back in time for sure.
All right.
If you could change your first name, what would you change it to?
Oh God. I never thought about this.
Yeah, most of us haven't.
Right?
Am I the only one that thinks about this?
Apparently. You added this question. So.
I totally changed my first name.
Like, I don't know, Fabio. Man. I like something, you know, exotic.
Yeah. Alfonso.
Yeah.
Dustin is kind of a lesser, you know, lesser
known or
common.
Lower, yeah, less common known name as far, you know, like John or Bob or something, you know.
Yeah, I actually don't know a whole lot of Dustin.
No.
Well,
no.
I can't say I do either.
I know two. And one of them's present.
Right?
All right.
Okay. If you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Only.
Ooh. I like Salisbury steak.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, man. Definitely ignorance.
That's people, a good one.
People, yeah. I can't stand stupid.
Yeah.
Giphy, we need that on a shirt ASAP.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one comedian goes, you can't fix stupid.
Oh, no, that's great.
That is true.
All right.
Dustin, do you prefer Facebook or Instagram?
Definitely Facebook. I have Instagram, but I'm like never on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fair. It's funny how people Same. Are so divided.
Yeah. All right. Do you prefer? I always screw this up when I say this.
What the fuck is that?
I always do. Like, do you prefer?
Was that a dramatic pause, or were you holding the shit in?
That was the longest pause, I think.
That face, dude.
I just drew a total blank.
Dude, I'm going back and face. No. That right there is going. That face is going on a t-shirt.
Well, that's because I'm trying to read it.
Can't
and
fix stupid.
And that's exactly.
Damn! Well,
I'm kidding, Chris. You know I don't really feel
that
way.
Well, then you take this one. I'll take... Okay, you take the last
no,
one.
No, I got it.
You sure? that face says something different.
Froze for a minute.
I can't even explain.
No.
It was a mechanical error. How sad.
His neurons went,
you sure
nope.
I
was reading it, and I'm looking it through my glasses, and it ended up going through my... I have a bifocal in my glasses, and it got all blurry, and I'm like, oh, dang. And then I moved down.
You know it's been the same question for...
I know. Okay. All right. Let's move forward.
We're putting his face on that t-shirt.
No, I can't fix her.
The back is going to pass.
I can't stupid.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in.
And if you want to see more of that, watch episode one of the All Things BMX Show. Yeah. All right. So would you prefer to call someone or text them? That's what I was trying to say.
5 minutes later.
I'm definitely a texter.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Last
you want
last
me to
question.
Do this one?
You sure?
No.
You make that face again.
Call
an ambulance,
bro. Let me get ready to snap a photo.
Yeah. So, here we go. Your favorite.
Oh my God, it's catching.
It's done. It's game over. Your favorite Wednesday Night Live BMX show.
Oh, definitely ATV.
There.
Hey.
All right, Chris, can you tell them who's going to be on the show next week without a brain freeze?
I don't know. All right. Hey, make sure you join us next week. We're going to have Gary Laurent will be our guest.
There we go.
We'll catch up with him, see what's new, what he's got going on. So come back next Wednesday. We'll talk to Gary.
All right. Melissa.
Yes.
If he doesn't watch this week and go on.
No, one blip doesn't count.
Ooh.
I do have a winner, if that was going to be your question.
Yes.
All right.
I do. Mr. Chase Mulholland was actually the first one to get it spelled correctly.
Ah,
nice.
Just so you know, you weren't necessarily, yeah. So anyways, it is Fatties was what I was looking for, spelled F-H-A-T-E-E-Z.
Yeah, it took me a second Googling it a minute when we've had it on the screen.
Oh, trying
I kept
to find
spelling
the site.
It wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
There it is.
So Chase, that's it.
There you go.
Fatties on your face.
We will.
That's what their tagline says.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I love it.
I know. I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not sure that was the best choice. That's just female side of the world.
Yeah. They might want to look at rewording that one.
But I do like the glasses. Anyways, Chase, next time we run into you, buddy, we'll try to have this gift packed to you. I'm not mailing it to you. You live too close.
You're too close. Plus, we see him at the races all the time here.
Yeah. Dustin, we want to toss it over to you. Give some thanks and shout outs and plug your sponsors and plug your managers and all that stuff. So we're going to toss it over to you, all right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just want to thank everybody, you know, all my team riders, my team managers, Tom and Sheena, all the sponsors that are helping us, you know, Fly. We got a whole bunch, you know, I don't even know them all. Racing. God, I don't know, a bunch of them. But yeah, I just want to thank all of them. I want to thank you guys for, you know, bringing us on and giving us a little bit of you know, a little bit of spotlight and help us out, you know, give us a little bit of a plug.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just, yeah, I mean, that's about it. I don't know.
Well,
I'd have to go through, like, I'm on my phone, so like, if I went on there, I could tell you all the sponsors.
It's all right. I'll do my best Dustin voice. No, I'm not going to do that.
Got him lifted in here.
Race Inc., Box, Dye Job, Fatties, On Your Face, LDC, Infinity, Duncan Enterprise, Gate 9, Havoc, and Fly Racing.
That's right.
Yeah, thank all of them. And then, thanks to
Thomas. Rivers.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank Billy, and then thank, you know, Sean for the little bit that he does.
There's some fun.
Now wait
words.
A minute. You're waiting on some jerseys. I would not. I'd be giving him some loves. What I'd be doing.
Right on.
But yeah, no. The whole group. You know, I got, you know, a whole bunch of good people surrounding us. So that's why we're doing so good. So
that's BMX for you.
Okay. Yeah, you got to have a good team around you to be able to have a good base. So
sure.
Thank all of them guys. You know.
All right. I got one final question for you before we get out of here.
Yep.
What does RIPT stand for?
It's right in perfect time.
Right in perfect time.
All right.
I like it.
Speaking of perfect time, we're going to wrap it up this evening. Thank you, Dustin.
Right in perfect time, baby.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight, Justin. Dustin.
No, that's Dustin with a D. Oh, yeah, I'm Justin with a J.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's a good thing this is over.
Right. Thanks, Dustin. We appreciate it.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Everybody,
yeah,
come back
you guys.
Next week.
Appreciate you guys getting me out here.
Anytime.
Anytime. You get something new coming, you get those bars going or whatever, let us know. We'll shout it out for you.
Give your wife some love from us, too.
Yeah.
Well, I will for sure.
All right. So, everybody, again, thanks for joining us tonight. Like, subscribe, all that fun stuff that we always ask. Join us next week. Gary Laurent will be our guest. Until then, God bless you, take care, and we'll see you next Wednesday.